I found out that I was HIV positive when my boyfriend suggested that we go for a test at a sexual health clinic. I never thought that I could be positive. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. I used to ask, why me? What have I done to deserve this? I was terribly angry and scared. I thought I was going to die. I found that I couldn't work or relate to other people. And our relationship collapsed. First, I started blaming him. Then I started blaming others, society, even my family overseas. Then I started blaming myself and getting really depressed and lonely. I was feeling that if I touched someone, I would kill that person. Feeling dirty, feeling like I was worth nothing. To make things worse, I didn't know how the health system works in Australia. I was lucky to find a good doctor that told me about treatment and about support groups. I didn't really want to go. I didn't want to meet other positive people. I didn't want to know about their sad stories. Maybe it was like seeing myself in a mirror. What helped me was to accept my condition. Before, I used to think that I had this enemy inside me, that I had a war inside my body, that I had to destroy the virus. I was hating the HIV, hating everyone, and in the end, hating myself. Eventually, I stopped seeing the virus as an enemy, and I started to see it as something to live with, which helped me to find self-love and to live in internal peace. I've changed the images of killing the virus with more peaceful ones, like a vision of the medicine cleaning the virus. After accepting myself, I was able to accept others. I was able to ask for services that I needed and demand respect. I was able to share my feelings with other positive people and healthcare workers. I was able to make new friends and surround myself with people who accept me for what I am. It has been an interesting journey. HIV has taught me a lot. I've learned with my doctor how to take medication. I've learned how to eat well and cook my own food. I've learned how to take care of myself. I've learned how to negotiate and have a safe sex life. I'm happy that I was strong enough to survive, not only with HIV, but to have survived all the discrimination and fear surrounding it. HIV is not my enemy. The enemies are ignorance, fear, and discrimination. With HIV, I found a new passion. Passion to decrease discrimination by sharing my story. I decided to do a training course to give talks about my story in schools, workplaces, and community groups. I feel I am giving something back to the community by increasing the understanding of HIV/AIDS and different sexualities. I'm loving again. I'm still not sure if he'll be my future partner, but it is a start. I now measure my life by its depth, not its length.